Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Erevin Daf Nun Vav, Erevin 56, and today's Daf Yomi, we begin on the very bottom of Nun Hei Amud Beis, on the very bottom of 55b, where the Gemara says the following statement of Rav Huna with respect to what type of city that a Torah scholar should live in. So says Rav Huna, Kol Ir She'in Ba Yerek, any city that doesn't have vegetables, Ein Talma Chacham Rishai Lador Ba, a Torah scholar is not allowed to live in it. And the reason is, because a Torah scholar, Rashi says, vegetable is very good for the Torah scholar to eat. It's very going to be a food that's good for them, that's going to be healthy, and he can also purchase it cheaply, and so therefore he's going to be able to engage in Torah study. We have to live in a place where we will both have the opportunity to be healthy and also to engage in Torah study, and so for this reason, you have to live in a city where there are vegetables. What about the fact, say the Tosos, that in Gemara and Shabbos, Kuf it says a Torah scholar should not eat vegetables because that causes you to eat a lot of bread. So that is, says Tosfos, that's only raw vegetables. But if cooked vegetables, they're very good for you. And Tosfos Rabbeinu Teretz says that there it's talking about bad vegetables. But here we're going to be talking about the good vegetables, which the Gemara is going to explain what they are. So the Gemara asked the question here, L'memra d'yerek ma'alya, you mean to say that vegetables are good for you? V'atanya, but didn't we learn in the Braisa, Shlosha Marbin es Hazevel, there are three things that cause you to have to defecate a lot. What are these three things? And also, these three things also cause you not only to defecate a lot, also cause you kofafin es akoma. They also cause you to lose power and to have to be bent over. V'notlin echad michameshes, and they also, there are three things that cause you to lose your eyesight, one of 500th of your eyesight. So what are these three things? Elohim, these three things that are caused to have a negative effect on your body. The first thing is pas kibar. This is bread that is made from bad flour that is mixed together with the bran. That wasn't fine flour. The second thing was shecher chadash, new beer. And new beer means to say that the beer that didn't ferment for at least 40 days. And the third thing was yarak. The third thing was the vegetables. So we see from here that these are the three things that cause you to have a bad effect on your body. And so one of them is vegetables, which is bad for your body. So why does Rav Huna say that a Torah scholar should only live in a city with vegetables? Because it's going to be good for your body. So says the Gemara, Kasha. Now what's the difference between what Rav Huna was saying and what this memra is teaching us, what this Bryce is teaching us? The difference is, Haba tumi vikarti, haba shar yarki. That what Rav Huna says, that it's good to be living in a city, that refers to garlic and leeks, that those are vegetables that are good for the body. But the Braisa that says it's bad for you, that's talking about shar yarki, bad other vegetables which are bad for you. So that's how Rashi explains it. But then Rashi says he heard from his teachers the exact opposite, that garlics and leeks are not good for the body, whereas other vegetables are good for the body. And Rashi writes, however, that he knows that garlic is actually helpful for the body, because we learn about this in Maseches Baba Kama 82a, that the garlic has many things, and Rashi lists some of these things that are good for the body. It causes a person to have a powerful seed, and it kills the parasites in one's stomach, and it makes your face shine. So therefore, there are other Gemaras which talk about garlic being very good for you. Kedetanya, and the Gemara, continuing with the Gemaras, the Gemara cites the Braisa. What does it say? Shum yarak, that if you have garlic, that's a vegetable, it's as powerful as a vegetable, meaning to say it makes you very strong and healthy. Ukretion, but these other vegetables, which is like a leek or something, that is chatziyark. That's only has the power of a half a vegetable. And a place where it's niratzinon, nirasam chayim. A place where you could see radish, where radishes are found, you're going to see the drug of life. Gemara says, Vatanya, niratzinon, nirasam mavis. But we have a contradictory source, a conflicting source, which says if you see radish, you're seeing the drug of death. Okasha, kamba oen, kamba imos. Well, it depends. One is referring to the leaves of the radish. Those are dangerous. Those are not going to be healthy for you. But the bulbs of the radish, those are very healthy for you. And so that's the distinction. Alternatively, The Braisa that says that radishes are good for you, says the Gemara, that's Kambi Mosa Chama. In the summer, the radishes are good for you, but Kambi Mosa Gshamim, but where they're bad for you is in the rainy season. And so says Rav Yehuda Marav, Kol Ir Sheyeshba Maho Sumarados, any city which has a lot of steep ascents and descents, you're always needing to be going up or down. Adam Ubehema Sheba Mesa Mechatzime, and then an animal and a person in them, they're going to die half their age. So the Gemara says, Mesim Salkadaitach, do you mean you die right away? If you have a lot of hills and valleys in your city, Elaema Maskinim Bechatzimeim. No, they get old real quick. They get old when they're young. And so says Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, Hani Mul Yasa Debe Beiri Debe Narash. These ascents and descents of the cities of Beiri and Narash, Azkanun, they cause me to get old very quickly. And what does it mean? To me, it also, first of all, means on a very basic level that a person needs to live in a manner, in an environment where it's healthy in order to succeed with your Torah study. If you don't, you're just not going to be able to study Torah if it's too difficult for your health. But the second explanation, really, ascents and descents, it can also mean spiritual ascents and descents. If you have a lot, if you're going through a rough time in life, it's going to age us quickly. And so therefore, we pray that we have a smooth time in order to be able to learn our Torah study and without going through, God forbid, these ascents and descents.